Hey, thanks so much for listening to this message. My name is Jason, and I'm one of the ministers here at the Madison Church of Christ. It's our hope and prayer that the teaching you hear today will bless your life and draw you closer to God. If you're ever in the Madison area, we'd love for you to stop by and study the Bible with us on Sundays at 5 p.m. or Wednesdays at 7 p.m. If you have questions about the Bible or want to know more about the Madison Church, you can find us online at madisonchurch.org. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, as well as our sermons podcast, Madison Church of Christ Sermons. Thanks again for stopping by. I hope this study is a blessing to you.
Dr. Austin is going to read something. He already knows, he quotes it. I'm impressed because I was in a class. I look, as a matter of fact, I look at preachers too. But I was in a class with Austin, and he knew some scripture. More than I did, which I am embarrassed to say. I'm not a good memorizer, but 47 years ago, our fathers, whatever. Austin, read Proverbs 27:17, or quote it.
As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend.
Okay. You can come to me and hurt my feelings. I want to know if this is not what y'all need and if it has made a difference, made you think. I don't care if it's a different of what you have thought. You thought that this Bible, this certain passage said. I want to know if you got it, thought of it, and if I'm wrong, I want to know it. I want to know it. I had a joke to tell you. It was off color. And my wife begged me not to say it, tell it. So since I am married, and one of my ambitions is going to be to stay married, even when I don't want to stay married, I'm not going to tell it. So this is a public service announcement. Any one of you could do, or all of you could do as well as I do here, and better, using completely different scriptures, come into the same or even slightly different conclusions. So, do not think that you cannot do this. Always questions. How many read the Bible every day this week? Not many of us. I think I missed, after being with y'all hoodlums, I think probably missed the next Thursday, so I probably didn't. How many of you knew kind of what we were talking about and studied some on it, on ambition? Well, I probably would have known and probably wouldn't have known anything either. So we're going to rush through this, and I want you just to look at it, just to look. The book is I'm only have one chapter, but the book went, that's the title of the book. That's my chapter. Be ambitious about the right thing. Things, plural. So I took off on ambition, thinking there was a plethora of things in the Bible about ambition. And I guess if you look at certain things. I just want to thumb through what we went through last week. See if you get a little flavor. See if you get anything on it. So, ambition good or bad, positive, negative, helpful. There was a little bit of debate on some things. Most of you said, it's both. Yeah, maybe. Don't forget, we'll come to that later. We looked at the English secular definition of ambition. We looked at the synonyms of ambition. See if this works. I went to a good old Walmart and bought a thing so I wouldn't have to cross over all this stuff. But I still may have to. Because it's not going to do on black. So I still going to have to. Somebody in an orange shirt back there, and they probably left. I was intrigued that the antonyms of this, one of them was satisfaction. Eyes also look that we're content. Are we content? Are we satisfied? I'm satisfied with a cottage, just a cottage below, except, but I'm satisfied just, is this what we say? Just to come to church Sunday, and I'm really good because I come on Wednesday, Sunday night, and man, if you're really, really good, you come on Wednesday night, and there's a bunch of good folks in there. I asked last year when I taught a class, and I was surprised I was asked again. I appreciate it very much. I said, one of the questions I said is all you have to do as a Christian is attend services. Is it? We went through this. There's not counting these last three because they are paraphrased. I don't like paraphrases. I would like for it to be absolute Young's literal. I'd like for it to be exactly what the Greek says. Trouble is, Greek says a lot of different things. If we get to a certain thing, I'll show you how it could be reinterpreted. One of the things I'd like to go back in time with is at 1611, when King James ordered the 1611 King James Version, authorized version back then, I would like to know why they decided on what certain ways they interpreted certain Greek words. The first one I'd like to ask on was baptismo, if I'm pronouncing it right. Why didn't you say dunk? Why didn't they say immerse? Was it even back then? Was it a controversy back then? So of all these, if you add these up, there's 28 of them. Most, 22 of them have to do with selfish ambition, not the best thing, not the most positive thing about ambition. Page up. How about paging down? Now we come to here. All of these Strongs, Nelsons, Crudens, etc., do not have ambition in the Bible, in their concordance. I was surprised at the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia, which I think is an excellent resource. It does have it, and that's the word, philotimeomai, to be strongly desirous. That is the word that can be that the American Standard Edition interprets as ambition. It's not in the text. It's in a footnote to those three verses. It's in the footnote. It's in the footnote. Strong's, again, that's just what it's about it. Let's see. Philippians 3:13-14. I press forward to the ultimate goal. Well, reaching forth is this word, means to stretch oneself. The I press forward is dioko. Dioko is the Greek word, and it pursued, to persecute, to follow, press forward. Okay? Keep that in mind. I thought this was pretty interesting. The murder of Stephen uses this word. Stephen is persecuted to death, to death. How does Paul put it? Paul uses, in these verses here, Paul uses that word, himself. Let's see. Okay. Anybody know what that is? Anybody know what this verse is? Paul is persecuting. Paul is dioko-ing the church. He is persecuting the church. And now in Romans 15, verse 20, he is persecuting the effort to become and stay a Christian. Same words. Persecuting the church, trying to press forward to be what God wants him to be. Yeah, okay, at age 20, 40, just something, we'll go over that. I'm putting myself out here, not for any kind of example. Not for any kind of example. We'll go through some of the other things, see if I've progressed any or whether I'm lying to you one. I wanted to have fun. I wanted to play middle linebacker for University of Alabama. I'm still waiting to be 6'5", 245, and run a 4.4 40. I wanted to graduate. I wanted to make just enough that I wouldn't get kicked out and stay at the University of Alabama. I wanted a car. I wanted to not be fired from the job so I could stay with that car, keep that car. I did start considering the Bible. This was in the age that I was converted. So I did start studying. Had no idea that there was the stuff in the Bible that there is. I wanted to date pretty girls, and you may not think they're pretty, but I think I dated I only dated one, so just tell her I only dated one. And once I finally got married, late in life, I wanted to stay married. Okay, just kind of go through this. We kind of had a debate, or there was perhaps, is ambition a goal? Same thing as a goal. Somebody said, was kind of saying, well, maybe not. Some other person said, well, I think you have to have goals to get to your ambition. So, how does ambition relate to your basic values? Does ambition relate to your Christian worldview? Information about ambition. Public service announcement. Don't believe what I say. Don't believe what the guy, whether he wears his shirt tail outside his pants or he wears a tie, don't believe him either. Listen to him. See if they're right by comparing it to this. I would say something, but I'm not going to say it yet. It's okay if we have some differences of opinion, but there's some things that are rock solid. There are some things that are rock solid, not open for debate. At least in my, most other folks they'd say are, it is, but not for me. So, information about ambition. Philippians, proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition. Do nothing from selfish ambition. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Take no thought of tomorrow. I thought that was an ambition. What a man profits if he gains the whole world, loses his soul. I thought that was ambition. 1 Timothy, and that's where we got to, and we spent some time reading that. So let's go. Positive examples of ambition. Paul wanted to preach the gospel. Romans 15:20. We've gone over that. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you do, looks like everything to me. Do it for the glory of God. Matthew 14, Jesus' temptation over the kingdoms of the earth. Incidentally, how did he defend himself? You can't answer this. Besides, you can't answer that. How did he defend himself against Satan? How did he defend himself? It is written. Where was it written? Where was it written? Anybody know? Where's it written? I know this because I did a lesson on it months ago. Deuteronomy. Of all things, every response, and this is just about the kingdoms. What was the other one? He make bread, kingdoms, and bow down and worship. All three times he responded with scripture from Deuteronomy. Do you know Deuteronomy is the third most quoted book in the Bible by the New Testament? I think maybe by Jesus too. Matthew 6:33, seek those things above, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Talking to somebody, it's kind of hard when you're married not to set some kind of affections or provision for your wife. And again, we've looked at Philippians 4:13-14. It looks to me, if you read, I was going to read it, I don't think we'll have time. If you read 1 through 15, it's pretty obvious that Paul is talking of heaven. He's talking of heaven. Now, he's going to do what Christ wants him to do. He was converted in a pretty weird way. And I dare say none of us have been converted in that way, meaning a shining light and actually talking to the Lord. Okay, unfavorable. Positive. Negative. Negative things. False accusations. Vanity. Exaltation of oneself. The Lordship. Mark 9 is what? It's when the disciples were talking again. This is like a year and a half into the ministry. But the disciples are still talking about, I think I ought to be the greatest. I think I'm richer than you. I think I come from a better background than you. I'm just assuming that's the arguments. You know, I try harder than you. And Jesus said, you can't do that. We'll get to that other. Whoever wants to be first has got to be last. Whoever wants to be the greatest has got to be the servant. Less than about a chapter later, James and John, two geniuses I might add, probably James and John were at least middle class. They looks like their family had a fishing business. So Matthew was probably somewhat wealthy, but they hated Matthew because he was a tax collector, but James and John had a fishing business. Might be why Daddy didn't put up a kick about them going and following Jesus. He might have, it's just not recorded. But here, James and John come to Jesus and say, let us be sit on the right, one on the right and one on the left. And not only that, they're mama's boys. And in Matthew, I believe here, they got mama. Now mama, don't get down on mama so much. Salome, who was one of the ones at the cross at the crucifixion? Salome. But she comes to bat for her boys saying, yeah, do what they say. We won't. It might have been the same. This might have been the same situation. But yeah, put them on the, one on the right, one on the left. Self-honor, lust, envy, covet. Thou shalt not covet. You know, God. I don't think God said, you know, we ought not to end the Ten Commandments with 9. We ought to go for an even number and go to 10. What can I do? Covet. Let's do that one. Number 10, jealous, disorder, doubting, and wavering. Words in a positive way. Some of these are not too positive. You know how you get wisdom? That's not it. That's not the one. Testing, scriptural defense. Jesus, preach the gospel. We've gone over that. We've read that. I have ambition to be a servant. Anybody think that's, anybody going for that? I have an ambition to be the last. Anybody going for that? I have an ambition to put everybody else ahead of myself. I don't know anybody like that. There may be. We got some good elders. I have known some good elders. Sometimes they have to make some hard choices. All glory to God. Usually all glory to God, but if I could get some glory, I would make sure God got His glory too. Wisdom. You know how you get wisdom? James says you get it through trials and temptations and testing. oh boy, I'm going to have a member of my family die. Oh boy, one of my children has forsaken Christ. I must say, I don't relish the testing that goes along with gaining wisdom to increase your faith that James says it does. Upward calling, upward high calling of God. I didn't find a list of what I thought was ambition and good things about it. I didn't find that. It may be there, and that's your job to go look. Here's some of the things that I related to ambition. Discord, jealousy, rage, dissensions, factions. Romans 1:29, unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, deceit, malignity. 1 John 2:16, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. And I was going to read this. This is some odd. And this is somewhere I forgot. It might have been Knaves, one of the concordances. Somebody that said, here's some verses, and they were there, I looked them up. I wouldn't have put these in there. 2 Kings 14:9 is about a bramble going to the cedars of Lebanon and saying, give me your daughter for wife. And then a cow or something coming and trampling the bramble down. I didn't see how that was that related, but I just thought, that's interesting. examples of ambition in the Old Testament. Man, I just ask your wife. They glad Eve did bad things. They love giving birth to that 9-pound baby. Just ask them. Incidentally, I bet you more than 9 times out of 10, I can tell who a woman is. That's my political jab of thing, and I repent. Dr. May, Bishop May. Builders of Babel. Reproduce, fill the earth. What's Babel doing? What's Babel doing? They're congregating in one place. And I've read commentaries that said, oh no, they were just building a high tower. It wasn't going to heaven. Well, I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure. Babel, does that remind you of something like Babylon, who is related to Lucifer, to Satan in many places in the Scripture? Aaron and Miriam. Moses, you're the youngest one. How come you get to make all the decisions? I don't like that. Well, okay, how you like leprosy, Miriam? Korah and the conspiracies. You are bad. We were in a place of flowed with milk and honey. Where were they in? Egypt. And you're taking us to somewhere that you say flows with milk and honey, and it's not there yet. We're not there. Okay, let's have an earthquake, or however God decided to do it, and let's swallow your lower colons up in there and see how you like that. Abimelech. Some folks have called him a judge. Folks, he ain't a judge. He's just a king, and he's a bad king, and I want to go. I'm king of Shechem, and I like it so much, I'm going to go, and I'm going to take over Jabez or Tezbez or something. And so a woman up on the tower drops a rock on his head, a millstone. Ever seen a millstone? Give you a headache if it hits you. So dropped it on there. He knows he's going to die and say, somebody kill me so I can say that woman didn't kill me. I guess, I wonder if he's less dead or something. Absalom. We'll talk about that later. Absalom, third son of David. They say, the Bible says good things about Absalom. Saul was picked by God. David was picked by God. But David picked Solomon. And I don't know. It says God loved Solomon. But No, I'm not sure Solomon was the best choice. Absalom didn't either, so he's going to rebel. He's dead. Ahithophel said and gave advice to Absalom. Absalom didn't take it, so he goes and commits suicide. He's dead. Adonijah said, I think he's fourth son of David. I think I ought to be king. And Solomon disagreed with that, and he killed him, so he's dead. Sennacherib, king of Assyria. General John Pemberton, when he surrendered at Vicksburg, was not in favor with Jefferson Davis. He surrendered his army, the largest surrender of an army in the Civil War. General Paulus, Hitler didn't like him either because he surrendered about 250,000 German army to Zhukov, wasn't it? The general of Russia. He wasn't in favor either. Well, Bubba here, Sennacherib, he has just conquered the northern kingdom. No, they split northern kingdom. So they split. Northern kingdom is in bondage and slavery. Man, this is going good. Let's get the southern kingdom. Those old Jews down there, we don't like them either. So he goes and camps out and puts a siege on Jerusalem. One angel. I think it's literal. Some commentaries say, no, that's figurative and that's symbolic. Well, I'm not there in that camp yet. 185,000. And secular history will tell you that Sennacherib all of a sudden breaks camp and goes back home. Well, Bubba, when you lose 185,000, and that's not casualties, that's deaths, you're in trouble. So he goes home and skip to the chase. His sons kill him. So he's dead. Haman, I hate Jews. Let's build a gallows. And I read something just this week on this. Haman, there's some people that say he wasn't hanged. Know what he was? I don't know what, huh? Impaled. He might have been impaled. Ooh-wee, that hurts. Lucifer, I wanted to read that, but Lucifer and Babylon sometimes are put together in this. So it sure looks, Ezekiel 28, somewhere in there I could find it. It talks about Lucifer. You were the cherub. You were perfect. Calls him perfect, at least in the Bible that Jesus carried when he was here. Pharaoh, another guy that loses a large portion of the army and says, "Well, I guess I better go home now." And then Belshazzar. I know it's not the best, but it's the funniest. Many, many tickle you farson. You see something right over there on the sheetrock over here that says, your time is up, you have been weighed in the balances, and you have been found wanting. He died that night. Nebuchadnezzar, you ever read anything about Nebuchadnezzar? I hope that Nebuchadnezzar may be in heaven with those of us that go. Smart guy. That's an opinion. We'll debate that later. Examples in the New Testament. So, most of them bad. New Testament. Disciples disputing. James and John asked to be other disciples, and then Salome asked the same thing. Pharisees and scribes, you are bad people. Scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, brood of vipers. Bad. Oh, here's my ambition. I want to be richer and richer and richer. So not only am I not going to give this away, I'm going to tear down my barns and build bigger barns. Dead. Simon the sorcerer. Now there's my guy. A new Christian. And I've read differences on him too. A new Christian here. Man, I believe and I'm baptized. Good. But it's Peter, Acts 8. Peter and Paul Peter and John do miracles. I want to do that. Well, I've made some money doing this, being my sorcery business. How much do I have to pay you so I can heal and all like that? Your money perish with you. And he says, please pray for me that I repent. Please pray for me. Agrippa, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Epaphroditus, one perhaps ambition in the right place, goes and does work in the name at least with Paul off with Philippians. Diotrephes, love the glory of the world before more than God, and Paul is condemning him. All right. Shoot. Okay, maybe we get something. Let's see. What can we conclude about these examples of ambition? And keep in mind, it may not say ambition, but the verse lends itself that looks like that's what ambition is. That looks like what ambition is. What can we conclude?
Ambition can be good or bad.
Okay. Do anybody, y'all agree with that? Agree? Good or bad? Good or bad?
Most of your examples lean toward bad.
I was surprised at that.
But I agree with him. That doesn't mean it has to be.
I think it's 2 Corinthians 5:9, it says, therefore, we should make it our aim or our pursuit or our ambition, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to the Lord.
Okay. Do I have that up there? No, I do not. So, good. Iron sharpens iron. I should have had that up there. But again, y'all could do just as well or better on this right here. So, teaching about should be based on Scripture. It has to do with your soul. This is from my reading of the Scriptures generally that were up there. Has to do with your soul, shouldn't be done for power or prestige. Now this got in some things I don't like. Got to be humble. You got to be a servant. It tends towards servanthood. You've got to receive the unimportant. The elders had to beg us to get folks in our house. Strive and ask for wisdom. How do we get it? James says we get it through trials and testing. Okay, and here's what. I'm still not good. I still want to have fun. I still think that I can play linebacker for Alabama. I try to not get fired from my job. Actually, there's one time that I did try to get fired and said, please riff me and not riff somebody that wants to be here. Anyway, maybe we'll get here. And they said no. I tried to stay married, be a decent husband. I'm failing miserably at that. I want to retire at 50. I came pretty close at that. I wanted to travel. I have traveled more as a country boy, hick, hayseed, than anybody would ever dream a good old boy from Randolph County would have done. Would have been somewhere. Try to trust to God. Try not to sin. I'm failing pretty bad at that. And do some mission work. Just some. I just want to do some. Just want to do some. You ever done anything ambitious? How about in your everyday life? You ever done anything ambitious in your job? I want to be the CEO. I'm talking about ambitious in your job to convert your fellow worker. I had a person, and I thought was on our prayer list. And I haven't seen him in a while, but it was in a small group, small company. And he said that he thought he had converted everybody but one person. I'm not talking about 30 people or 100 or 1,000. I'm talking about 6 or 8 people in his office. and it was his office, so he had some leverage over them. I don't know if that was, but I was impressed. Last year, you converted anybody in your office? I hope you have. I don't know that I was a direct cause of a conversion in my office. Now, some folks said, well, he's a pretty good old guy, and we need somebody to go down the dry well sump pump heat exchanger, and he'll do it. Well, that's really not the same thing. That's the question. You ever done anything ambitious for your wife or your marriage? Guys that are not married, ever done something ambitious, thoughtful, worthwhile for your family? A close friend. What about God? I am not putting myself up as the poster child for look at me and do what I do. Management styles of Attila the Hun. No Hun goes without a, is without a less than objective. That's not exactly how it went. So you see that guy impaled on a stick up there? Learn what he did and don't do that, or you will be up there too. So every Hun has a purpose. All right, 0 to 20. See if you can condemn me. I'm an equal opportunity condemner, right? Right, Ronnie? Yeah. Brian, I'm an equal opportunity condemner. I'm a member of the EOC. Condemn me. You see anything? Pretty secular. I tried to be a little honest. Actually, I jotted these things down in probably 7 minutes, three, four weeks ago. Still secular. Read the Bible all the way through. I asked that. Have we done that yet? Not the best way, but I always learn something if when I read the Bible all the way through. And I don't do it once a year either. Date pretty girls, get married, stay married. Try to be a 40 to 60, try to be a decent husband. Consider God. I try not to sin. I ask, is the Christian life easy for y'all? Is it? I've had some folks say, yeah, buddy, it's easy. It's easy. It's not for me. It's not. I don't know if it's upbringing, school, groups I was in, etc. It's just not easy. And if I was God, I'd condemn me to hell. But we've got Jesus. Do some mission work. Okay, here's a... I still want to have fun. I'm not far from here. I'm not far from there. Still want to have fun. I want to grow a garden, actually. When I'm really out there, I'm not sure I want to grow it. So I can give away some tomatoes and turnip greens. I want to stay married. And I embarrass Joy once a day. That's not I want to try not to. It's I want to try to do it at least once a day. And Monday was a banner day. Man, I do want to live as a Christian. I have terrible trouble doing that. Study the Bible. And I'll condemn you next Tuesday for that. But you should have called me with that. But anyway, I think I'm a reasonable studier. I don't get everything. And if you disagree, please tell me. I like some disagreement. I like some iron sharpening iron. Mission work? Not nearly enough. I think I am the worst one ever to do this. I can do it. My problem is finding somebody who wants to do it. And I absolutely want to go to heaven. Let's fly through this. Now for the books. I thought it was a good book. Whose toes am I going to step on? Anyway, I thought it was worth reading. Had some valid points. I'm not sure that I thought it was enough. Anyway, personal examples. Just in my chapter, there were 17 personal examples. There were other stories, and some applied. Few scriptures. There were four scriptures in the whole book. Four scriptures. Not the whole book, my whole chapter. My whole chapter. Best point? This fellowship? Get off your butt and do something. Ambitious about the right. Ambition is mentioned 15 times in 34 pages of my chapter, 8 times in three pages, 4 times on one page. I would have figured it would be filled since be ambitious about the right thing. That's the title of the chapter. I'm an equal opportunity condemner now. All right, here are the sections. Here are the sections. Do they fit? I don't expect them to match right up everything. What's wrong when what's reality when it hits you? Kingdom of God's worth trading everything for. Key is to ask for wisdom. In this section, there were two main personal examples that took 95% of the words. If you feel meaningless, I like this. It might be because you're investing time in meaningless things. We are entertainment driven. And I hate to give credit to Jason, but boy, I'm telling you, our Trinity, I mentioned this last year. What's the Trinity? What is secular Trinity? See if I can remember them. Entertainment, comfort. I always forget that third one anyway. It's not good. Be ambitious about the right things. How to be incredibly awesome and somehow less attracted to women, brother. Jobs. Who had the worst? Who's got the worst job in here? I think I did. So I win. Somebody's got a bad job that what I didn't list up there on the examples? Somebody that's got to have a bad job? Noah. Noah, I want you to build a big ship. And I want you to work on it for 100 years. No, there ain't no water there. And it may, some commentaries say, it hadn't rained up until that point. I don't know about that, but there is some legitimacy to that. And I want you to, that's not all he had to do. I want you to go get the food for the animals and store it up. You ever worked on something 100 years? I know it looks like, I'm maybe 100, but I don't look but 90. I thought 30-something years at Aunt TV was more than I could stand. 100 years at the ridicule. You know how many people they say might have been on earth at that time? Anywhere from 235 to 3 billion. Round numbers, a billion. That's more people than have lived since the United States is a country to today. He was the only one that found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The only one. The only one. So don't tell us. Tell me, because I'm the one saying it. Don't say we can't do something when all the company is telling us to do something different or be something that we should not be. Oh, bunch of engineers in here. Y'all are important. Y'all put folks on the moon. We do nuclear power and turn the lights on. You find stuff to kill people. You're good. If you miss a day, okay. Well, you missed a bunch of them because probably you're doing something from home. But if you get that plumber and you have a stopped-up commode, he can't miss a day. You want him there, or you're going to leave the area. Menial jobs are vital. Be proud of your menial jobs. Be proud of your menial jobs. But this is one of the verses that was in. Work can be considered an act of worship. Football players, if you do a clean uniform, you ain't get drafted. If you got a clean garden boy, old man, you ain't got no tomatoes or okra, etc. This was a pretty good one. That's awesome, and I don't have to have it. Be content. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I usually want. I want other things. Two things determine value. What determines value? We've got to go. If you need to go, go. Two things determine value. What is it? I ain't going to tell you what I got. If you did, what do you got? What determines value?
Demand.
Okay. Well, all right. Coca-Cola's in demand, but, you know, you can get it for a dollar and a half on special. What else?
Supply.
Huh? Supply. Okay. Yeah, I'd pay $3 for a Mountain Dew. Sure would. My wife loves Norman Rockwell. I do too, because I can understand what he drawed. I can understand it. I don't like Van Gogh. I don't even know what he drew, but I think it's abstract. I don't like that. Who made it? And how much is someone knowledgeable willing to pay for it? How much are you worth? God made you, and He gave His only Son, which I wouldn't do. He gave His only Son for you. All right, we need to decide stuff. We need to decide where we chose this woman, and we need to stay married. I didn't know what I was doing. Well, big deal. There's some folks have been married 2-3 times that don't know what they still don't know what they were doing. Nobody knows what you're doing when you get married. Nobody does. It took me about 2 weeks to say, what have I done? All right, championship scriptures. I wanted to read these, but we hadn't got time. I hope I have made you think about something. It may be, I hate him and I'll never come into his class again. And that's okay. That's okay. And I really would like for y'all to say, I didn't understand this, or I didn't think this, or what Brian said, you should have put this in. Anyway, that's it. I salute you for being here on Wednesday night. Man, I'm telling you, salute. That's it. Oh, let's see. That's it. That's all. There ain't no more.